This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the fact that the activists of Paris are ready for a movement now. On the bus to our meetings in Paris, we were clogged up in huge traffic in a circle where the Bastille, the infamous prison of the French Revolution, was located. On that site now is a quite grand appearing opera house. My colleague had earlier reprised stories of Charles de Gaulle and his comeback after the worst defeat of the French army in 2,000 years, as he called it. We met members of several local political parties in the afternoon at a cafe where even I could translate the original sign saying this was the Cafe of the Unions. Down the street, we met that evening in a vast building constructed by the unions after the mid-1800s Paris Commune, when workers concluded they had insufficient space in Paris to meet, discuss, plan, and take action. In the room where we met, a score of local activists, a translation of the sign on the door, was that this was the room of the little strike. History seemed everywhere around us, but even surrounded by history, this is where things start. In Grenoble, our leaders were focused on the hard problems of the basics of organization, how to build their local groups and keep the members active, how to balance growing the organization with maintaining the existing pace, how to navigate their role as leaders between the staff and membership. In Paris, our colleagues had vast political experience in the labor movement, student unions, mobilizations, political parties, and more, but they were looking past the grassroots specifics to the grander vision. They were hungry to ignite the movement that would bring back the good times and create the big changes of our dreams. They knew the work of our affiliates and partners, Alliance Citoyenne and REACT, and the idea of ACORN excited them about the possibilities they could see in the future. The questions probed recruitment, campaigns, and of course politics, and how ACORN handled these issues around the world, and historically in the U.S. Ironically, were the leaders, with the leaders I tried gently to pull them towards looking at the bigger picture of their opportunities, with this crowd of seasoned activists, I found myself pushing them to the concrete realities of work and what it took to realize those dreams. For example, one great question spoke of the decline of the workers' movement in France and Europe and seemed to ask if ACORN could be the modern vehicle to revive those times of sweeping change. The question took my breath away with its excitement, but the enormity of the project and our place in it forced an answer that must have disappointed many when I argued that we would simply be one force of many and that we, in fact, couldn't make it all happen without a wider array of organizations, especially labor, moving in the same direction. I had to remind my new friends that despite the growth and success of ACORN in the U.S. over its years, there was still galloping and growing inequity, the end of welfare, stagnant wages, declining incomes for many of our families, and abandonment of support from much of the urban America where ACORN members struggled and fought. Nonetheless, this was a hopeful crowd ready to do the work, and that was exciting in itself and challenges us to do more in Paris and across France and Europe. It was refreshing, finally, to answer questions that came from one of our leaders in attendance from Aubervilliers, a Paris suburb, on the brass tacks of negotiations, something I could handle more confidently. I even got a question on whether dues should be lower for a 23-year-old member where, with relief, I could simply answer, no. As we left in good spirits, together after several hours of dialogue, we passed the door to the giant auditorium on the main floor. A peek inside saw people lined along the walls of the great expanse. They were singing, and we left the building to a joyous noise. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.